Yes, we can go ahead and get started then. This morning we're here with Sean Miller with Child Evangelism Fellowship in the Caribbean. So Sean, why don't you just start us out, give us a little update about where y'all are and what's going on down there.
All right. Well, good morning again. First and foremost, thank you so much to Trinity Presbyterian Church for your prayers and your support and for having us a part of the missions team. We are so grateful to Trinity over all these years. Some of you may remember when I actually first started in Child Evangelism Fellowship was there in Montgomery. I was a local director for CEF for a number of years, and then the Lord led us to the Caribbean way back in 2012, where we lived in the Caribbean for over 4 years, and then switched to the current role of helping serve, train, and equip national CEF chapters throughout the English-speaking Caribbean. So CEF is a global organization. We're split up into 8 regions around the world, and I serve with the North America Caribbean region, which is around 30 nations, including the USA and Canada. So USA, all of the USA CEF ministry is technically within the region that I serve in, albeit because the USA is where the CEF International Headquarters is, the USA largely more or less does their own thing. And so for all intents and purposes, I am the assistant regional director for the Caribbean. That is predominantly what we serve in. And if you were to boil down my role, if you wanted to use a secular example, you know, for those at Trinity that may be in business where, you know, you're like a district manager or regional manager of a number of different branches of a, you know, whether it's like a region's bank or, you know, some sort of franchise or something like that. You know, if you're like the Southeast director for Regions Bank, you're going around and you're checking on the various, you know, managers of the different banks and different things like that. And you're trying to help them in any way that they, you know, in any way that you as the manager can. And so, you know, really serving them. And so that's what my role is. You know, it can be boiled down to, like a coach, a consultant, and even a pastor of sorts. In different situations throughout each of the nations of the Caribbean. So it's predominantly the English-speaking Caribbean. So like countries like Puerto Rico, Cuba would be part of CEF Latin America. And so countries like Trinidad to Jamaica to Antigua to even up in the Bahamas, you know, Bahamas and Bermuda, technically not even a part of the geographical Caribbean. But really any of the English-speaking Caribbean countries, that is within my role of serving on the regional leadership team. Now, specifically right now, we are actually in Turks and Caicos, like we are all as a family physically in the Turks and Caicos Islands where we used to serve. We arrived on Monday, we left the USA on Monday, June 12th, last week, and then we arrived in country on Tuesday, June 13th, and we will be here until July 15th. And so for about a month, we're here during the summer, the girls are out of school, and so we're here as a family serving, again, in the place that we actually used to live way back in 2014 and 2015. And, you know, we're looking forward to what God does. We've been in a lot of planning meetings, meeting with different people that we know, you know, this week begins ministry to children throughout the nation.
So what is there a director in Turks and Caicos that kind of runs it just regionally or, you know, on the islands, I guess?
Yes, correct. In each of the nations that we serve as your missionaries, we believe really since actually when CEF was founded, every nation has their own national director. And so out of the 4,000 full-time CEF, you know, workers around the world, only about 150 of us are cross-cultural. And so, yes, there is a national director. But unique to Turks and Caicos, it had taken a while. It's kind of a long story to share just because of either government paperwork or just different things that have happened. But there is a national director that started February 1st, Karen Malcolm. And so I, as the area director over Turks and Caicos, I've been helping to onboard her, largely through Zoom and through email and through phone calls, but again, from a distance. And so you're onboarding a new employee, a new leader, somebody who's over the whole country. And so you're giving them as much, training from a distance as you can provide. But this is providing a time to have on the ground training with her.
So what does it look, we know what CES does locally. Does it kind of look the same down there? What they do during the school year and stuff like that, Good News Clubs, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So by and large, the Good News Club, the 5-day club, the, Christmas party clubs, those are generally the same look and feel. However, it would be more contextualized, in the sense of one, a little bit more, island time in some different situations. It may not actually begin right on time, and the ending time might be more of a guideline. So that would be one contextual difference. And some of the illustrations would be different and that sort of a thing. Obviously, you're teaching the children that are in front of you, not just, reading off of a script. One of the things that would look very different from CEF in the USA and even in Montgomery to CEF like here in Turks and Caicos is that we're actually going to be going to government public schools where they do a weekly assembly where all the children in the school get together and they give any announcements and that sort of a thing. But we're actually able to go in and teach the gospel to those kids in addition to, say, like a 5-day club or a party club that we'll do later in the day. So we're actually able to teach 500-600 kids at once the gospel to really start off their day hearing about the hope of Jesus Christ and then follow that up with, say, like an after-school Good News Club that you all would be familiar with and what that looks like. But, having a total open door in the school system where the principals are really excited that you're there and really wanting them to hear about Jesus. And there's a total freedom to do so, is something that is currently a great blessing here in the Caribbean. Now that can be gone at any time. This is a British overseas territory and there have been attempts by the UK government to stop that, but then the locals stand up and, really fight that with the UK to where they have the freedom to share the gospel in the schools.
Is there predominant religion or churches that are around that people attend on Sundays?
It all depends on the country. Some would be heavily Anglican. Some would be, some countries would be heavily, Catholic. It all depends on who, whether it was an English island or a Spanish island or different things like that. But particularly in Turks and Caicos, you would have a very Protestant country overall. The issue with some of the countries that would be more Protestant is you do have a situation where really, if you have 100 churches in a country, only about 35 would be what we would say would be good, solid, Bible-believing evangelical churches. So you look at like Montgomery, so you would have, Trinity and Fraser and First Baptist and, churches like that. But, like in Turks and Caicos, you'd have about 30 out of 100 that would be good, solid, Bible believing, what we would say, churches that we could work with kind of a thing. The problem is that you have a really bad, prevalence of like the prosperity gospel. And so you would have, 30 more churches that would be Protestant, but would be churches that we would definitely not be working with and really do a lot of damage, in the country.
It's interesting. You have any questions? I'm just asking all the questions.
No, you're good. Where's your home base? Are you still on the coast here when you come back?
Yeah, so when we moved from the Caribbean, from living in the Caribbean, we moved back to Montgomery in 2015. So we lived there until 2020. We were members of Two Cities Church. We were actually founding members of Two Cities Church. So when we returned from the Caribbean, we went back to where it was familiar to us and where our home was and where our sending church was. As those of Trinity would know, Two Cities does not exist anymore. And then also, I actually grew up, down in Spanish Fort, Alabama, in between Mobile and Pensacola. And so all of my side of the family is down there. And so around 2020, and we were also dealing with, our oldest starting middle school. We had our oldest at Montgomery Christian School and at the time only went through, fifth grade. And so she was going into middle school. And so we were trying to figure out what to do with, you know, there. And so basically to make a long story short, we moved down back to Spanish Fort, in 2020, to also have access to Pensacola Airport. As those of you who have flown out of Montgomery know, Montgomery's not an international airport. and I've had lots of crazy stories flying in and out of Montgomery, over the years. And Atlanta is an international airport, but doesn't have a lot of good routes in the Caribbean. And so flying out of Pensacola has multiple direct flights to Miami, and from Miami I can get anywhere. Mm-hmm. We do live down in Spanish Fort, Alabama. We are members of Eastern Shore Presbyterian Church, which some of you at Trinity would have either family members or friends that are at Eastern Shore Presbyterian Church, maybe even have visited when you're down in Baldwin County. It's a really, really awesome church. They have become our sending church now because, you know, as stated, Two Cities does not exist anymore. And so Eastern Shore Pres is now our sending church. And actually they're sending a team that's going to arrive here in TCI on Thursday, Lord willing. And so they'll be here Thursday through July 1st, doing ministry, in and among Turks and Caicos. And we're really excited because this is the first, formal team coming from our new sending church. So
good. Keep us posted on that.
Very good. Awesome.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I see our friends William and Daniel are on Zoom. Do y'all have a question for Mr. Sean? Hi. Good morning.
Hey.
We do. Our question is, hey, what's your favorite thing to eat for dessert?
The favorite thing to eat or favorite thing to eat for dessert or both? For dessert?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
A hard one.
But I think it'd be easier to say and also if I'm here in the Caribbean or not. You know, I really, really, really like snow cones.
Ooh,
no, I really love snow cones. That is my favorite dessert. I could eat a snow cone every day.
William likes that too. Thanks, boys. You sent us, we actually pulled some of your prayer requests from your more public update, not the most recent one that was more inner circle, but do you have any other ones that you'd like to share before we go to a time of prayer?
Sure. I would say, speaking of the team from Eastern Shore Presbyterian Church coming on Thursday, there are two people that are still in need of their passport. They did everything on time. They filed early and just, you know, and they even did expedited even though they didn't technically have to, and they still never received it. So they had to get Senator Tuberville's office involved, and they're actually going to New Orleans today to get passports. Pray for that because obviously that affects their travel on Thursday. One thing that we shared when I first came on the Zoom call that is a big prayer request is that there obviously is a storm out in the Atlantic right now. As we all know from hurricanes, it can go anywhere at any time. And really the irony is you can try to escape it and go back to Alabama and you can still get hit by it. That would affect ministry here. You know, obviously that we have plans, you know, from this week and next week, ministry in the schools, Because the school year here goes until the end of June. And so we have plans that, you know, we have our big briefing dinner banquet here on June 30th. And so there's, you know, there's a lot of plans in place. Obviously, we know that God's plans and God's ways are higher than our ways, but we do pray that the hurricane would stay far away from us. And really just either just, because we don't want it to affect anybody else too. So we pray that it is a mild storm and either just goes back into the Atlantic or does minimal damage wherever it is. So.
Yeah.
John, I just wanted you to relate a little bit about your girls and how they were fitting in there. You shared something on email with me.
Thank you for asking that. Yeah, so this is the first time since 2015 that our three daughters have been back to Turks and Caicos. So, you know, we lived here as a family. Our oldest, Maddie, went to kindergarten here. Our middle was just a very young baby. We brought her when she was 8 weeks old and we left when she was over a year old. And then Charlotte, our youngest, has never been. And so, you know, the big prayer request too was, you know, reentry and living cross culturally and, you know, just being in a new place and that sort of a thing. And so it was really exciting Sunday going back to the church that we were a part of when we lived here. And you know, we had the two youngest, they had like a kids program, a kids church kind of thing, and went to go pick up Riley Grace, who's 9 years old. And, you know, she was like, this is my best friend, Asia. and you know, the interesting thing is that really, you know, she didn't really realize that, you know, in the sense of that, you know, she actually went to church with her when they were both babies, cause she was 9 years old too. You know, just God and his goodness, you know, really the girls have adjusted well. The oldest is, you know, saying that she wants, you know, Chick-fil-A, but, you know, it's only been a week. So we're trying to help her to learn perseverance.
That's an important thing. So she can look forward to having some when she gets home.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we can go to a time of prayer. And Bubba, if you would open us, the time will close. And anybody who wants to pray.
Lord, we just thank you for this time to talk to Sean, and we lift up their family, Mandy, and the girls, Lord, as they continue this ministry with CEF, and I won't say a new place, but they move around a lot, and I pray that you would go before them with this team coming down there as they work with the ministry. Particularly, we pray for a mild hurricane, if maybe it would even go away, but that's what the Caribbean and even we deal with those things. And Lord, we just pray that it might allow them to go ahead with the ministry this week. So I do thank you for CEF, the many people that work in there, the ministry and the new director that's coming down, a new leader that you would guide her as she learns her way around in a new place and I guess and learning new things. So Lord, in the old, all of CEF, as it reaches out here in Montgomery and around the world, we just thank you for the founders who had a vision to get it out to children, and we desperately need our children hearing the word right here in Montgomery and around the world. So I thank you for Sean's faithfulness over the years just to remain in this ministry and go where the need is. And we know there's a need there also. So just watch over the family, Lord, protect them. Be with the girls as they grow. Lord, it appears that you're using them in this ministry also as they reach out to their friends. So encouraging to hear what Sean is doing and what's going on in the ministry, and that you would continue to use them and bless them. And I pray this in Christ's name.
We thank you for Sean and Mandy. Their willingness to serve the CEF. Father, I just thank you that what you're doing there in the Caribbean by getting with these children in the schools, churches, just bringing the Word of God to them, Well, we just continue to pray that you would open up hearts for these youngsters, that through that you would affect their families. The adults would be affected by that, and that your word would be spread throughout the Caribbean. Father, we just pray that, again, for this new director that's coming into Turks and Caicos, that things would open up for her and she would understand where the need is, be able to put our resources right there where they need to be to have the most effect there in the Caribbean. Right, this is across.
And Lord, we pray for the team that's coming this week, Lord. We just ask that you help them get the two that need their passports, Lord, take away any obstacles there, and we pray that when they go to New Orleans, it'll be easy. They'll come back ready to go and serve you next week. Lord, we just ask that all the plans that have gone into that trip and their short-term trip and the people that are going, that you will protect them and keep the storms away so that they can go in and minister to the people there. Lord, we pray that you continue to hold up Sean and his family and his girls and his wife as they're there. Extended period of time will change, and Lord, we just ask that you sustain them and bless them.
Heavenly Father, I agree with these prayers. We are grateful for the way in which you placed Sean in CEF and in this role with his work across the islands there in the Caribbean. I pray that this ministry would continue, that you would provide workers in each of the islands and countries. We think especially of Karen Malcolm as she takes up this role and John spends time training her, and that would be a profitable experience as she continues to grow in her knowledge and understanding of the ministry. I pray for this Gulf Shores or Eastern Shore team that as they travel, that you provide the passports, that there would be good travel. And as they then visit schools and the various activities that they will be part of, that you will use them and the lives of the children and the adults that where they minister. But that you would also use this in the lives of those team members, that they would see your hand at work through them and be encouraged and challenged even to serve you in some way in the future as they return back to the States. We do pray for safety from the storm and that it would not be an event that would hinder the work of the Sean and his family and the team there are there to do. And so, Lord, we give you thanks for this ministry, this global ministry, and just in far-flung places around the world, that children in particular are hearing the gospel, many for the first time, others as it grows, that you would use this as a part of as a means of advancing your kingdom. And so we give you praise for that. Pray that you would use it in those many ways. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.